Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling Art with Chris Things.
Do the hammer lock. I do the hammer lock. Do the hammer lock, you turkey necks. Yeah, do the hammer lock.
Hi, friends. Welcome to another edition of Wrestling Art with Chris Things. I am Chris Things, your host this week and every week, and this is a funny little one because this episode is just me talking to you. So just so you know, I did attempt to I was planning on doing one of our match of the week double editions to make up for last week, chatting our last two matches of the week that have happened, but my guest, you know, that real life just gets in the way sometimes, so it wasn't a thing. I think we'll maybe make up for that in the following weeks. Maybe we'll have a triple header edition. We'll see how we go. But in the meantime, I was like, you know what? I think rather than just have a gap and no episode at all, I still can talk to you guys. You know, I feel like we've got a nice little vibe going on now. You guys hear me talk about my things. I'd like to know what you guys have going on. It's a little hard with the one-way nature of this audio delivery platform, but shit, if you want to swing me a message, bloody do it. Swing me a message. Say, hey, Chris, I had a nice walk with the dogs today. I made myself some sort of delicious meal. I don't know. Doesn't have to be big. Anyway, I've actually had quite a significant week this week. So that was the main reason I thought, you know, I just want to jump on and let you guys know. I had the big ol' Lucha Fantastica gig on this past Saturday, where I had my Chris Things art table all set up at the Lucha Fantastica event in Brisbane at Super Ordinary, and this was quite an interesting experiment, because the first time I'd actually sold my wares at like a wrestling show. I was kind of thinking like this could be a good place for me to set up shop. I guess the Mexican wrestling has become a significant part of my art, so heck, let's give it a go. And I just want to tell you guys, it was just wonderful. I think similar to the past, I really love the just getting to chat with you guys kind of thing, and have some talks about the wrestling, about the art. It's honestly like so nice to be able to have that like face-to-face sort of like chat around it. So that's the reason why, you know, you can see I'm kind of loading up more and more of these in-person events. I think they've really become like a key part of my practice going forward. I think the key thing at this stage for the Chris Things art is just kind of like getting the word out there, I guess, and getting my art in front of people. That's probably the biggest thing that I've kind of learned over the last little while, and going forward, that's kind of what I'm needing to do, between you and me. So that's what I'm doing. And man, it was a wild setup with the Lucha Fantastica. Like, if you haven't been to one of these shows, it's kind of like, I mean, you've got the wrestling element, kind of the magic of professional Mexican wrestling, I guess, to more of like a casual audience. So it's fun. There's, you know, wacky characters, the ridiculous, amazing nonsense. It's like live music and the people having shots poured into their mouth of tequila at ringside by the Man, it was an experience for sure. But I mean, through all of that, and then I'm just sitting over here at my art table, just being like, hey, here's my art. But it kind of worked, you know? And so yeah, that's why I'm loading back up, and I'm actually, this is another quite exciting development, my first ever interstate show is coming up this weekend. I went to back to Senor Fantastico, and I said, man, this was so awesome, I'd love to do it again. He said, I'd love to have you again, so we're doing it again. I'm flying to Sydney, bringing my art and shirts and all that stuff with me. Calendars, just loaded up with a new order of all that stuff, which that's its own sort of weird thing. And it's like you make some you know, decent sales, but then you're basically putting all that back in to having more stuff to then sell again. So that's where I'm like, eventually I guess that'll sort of like work out in the wash, as they say. But yeah, at this stage, I'm just doing my best to get my name out there, to sell my art, to make connections, and to push this thing forward as far as I can, really. Because honestly, you know, I said it in the last episode with Richard, that real fun chat about the video plant. If you guys haven't listened to that one, would very much recommend. But you know, I was telling Richard, like, this thing honestly is my life's dream, to make this thing work. You know, so it's scary at times when you're like, I don't know if this is working. But I'm constantly thinking, what can I be doing? What can I be doing to drive this forward, to make it work better, you know, to be able to live this dream of making art and doing illustrations full time. And I don't know, at least at this stage, I'm kind of like seeing some hope in more of these like in-person events, and yeah, it's feeling like it's getting some momentum. So I'm really, really pleased with that. And I can't wait to meet everyone in Sydney. If there's anyone listening to this who happens to be in the Sydney area, please come on down to Lucha Fantastica. It's such a fun show. Great example of that. On the last one, we got to see an epic battle between an alien and Jesus Christ. There were anal probing spots that took place. So good. In this match, Jesus was played by amazing Australian professional wrestler Caveman Ugg, who I'm just gonna put out there, I think of all of the dudes who are like, you know, still doing it full time here in Australia, Ugg is the man. I hope he has amazing things happen, because he is so damn good as a professional wrestler. And I often talk about like wrestling where I want it to be really serious, and I think there is a time and place where it should be very serious, but there's also a time and a place when it should be just funny and ridiculous and camp and just dumb. And that's what this is, you know. I say that I mean it in a complimentary way, of course. But yeah, so I'm stoked to actually be involved with it, to kind of, I guess my passion for Mexican wrestling, this is a great outlet for that, and getting to have a lot of like conversations with people about it. You know, I actually had a couple at the last show come up. They were celebrating their 22nd anniversary by going to Lucha Fantastic in Brisbane, and I thought that was so wonderful, and we had a great chat. They ended up buying a Chris Things Los Luchadores versus Cowboys de la Muerte 2024 calendar from the event, and I actually got to like sign the calendar and write a little happy anniversary message for them on the date of their anniversary in the calendar, which was so cool. So yeah, I'm really digging it. Can't wait for Sydney, It's an exciting time, you know, I think. And then we've got a whole bunch of other stuff going on. Still got this lead up to the new AEW edition of Way of the Blade. I've been talking about this for a while, but you know, books take a while to get done. So I think there's some things they're nipping and tucking. But we've also had the opportunity to add another few matches to the book. I mentioned this the other week, but man, I was working on that. Actually, I'm working on that currently, as we speak. That last match edition, and it's I don't want to spoil it. I can't talk too much about it. But again, great match, and I'm stoked to be able to do this, to be able to, you know, get paid money to do pictures of wrestlers that are being printed in a book. You know, that's the, you know, it's not lost on me how ridiculous and amazing that is, that I get to do this. So again, I'm just doing everything I can to be able to say that I draw greased up, often bloody wrestlers for money. that's kind of it. So on the road to the new book, I've continued those look backs. This past week, we had the Dustin Rhodes versus Bunkhouse Buck, their first match in their little series there in 1994 WCW. It's a Bunkhouse match, and it was just tremendous in every way. I did a little write-up about it, and I mentioned, you know, I'm such a fan of the natural Dustin Rhodes, and especially that early 90s period of his career. So many unappreciated gems of matches in that run. He's still going hard to this day. You know, I think today he wrestled like Samoa Joe for the AEW World Heavyweight Championship on Dynamite, as wild as that is. I just loved everything about this match. So much about that beautiful, like, southern wrestling kind of like vibe, and Bunkhouse Buck is just the most perfect southern bad guy. You know, reminds me a lot of your, like, a Terry Funk, for example. Just a brawling asshole bad guy, chewing his tobacco, wearing his cowboy boots. This match is everything. I highly recommend it. I was real happy with how the illustration came out as well in the book. And then the other thing that happened this week was that one that I posted previously, the Big Van Vader versus Cactus Jack match, the famous WCW Saturday Night one. That has somehow got some sort of wild level of attention, where it's kind of, at least for me, going kind of viral, and it's getting, it's like over 1,000 likes, which is wild for me, honestly. And it's resulting in a lot of people getting onto my stuff and being exposed, and yeah, I don't know, hopefully those people enjoy my stuff going forward. But it just goes to show, you can never really predict the stuff that's really going to connect with people. I still don't, I mean, obviously the match and everything about Cactus versus Vader is awesome. And that moment of the blood just splattering when Vader's punching him in the face, it's a very good time. But yeah, there was a bit of me where I was like, what is it specifically that is connected of this with people? And I think a lot of the time, from the art kind of perspective, you can overanalyze these kind of things. I still don't actually know what it is, other than maybe, I guess, a bunch of other people like me really dig Cactus Jack and Big Van Vader. Rest assured, as you probably already know, as a massive fan of Vader, there'll be much more Vader to come in the future, and likely more Cactus. And actually did a Mankind piece the other day that I can't say too much about, but I'll be hopefully releasing that in the near future for you guys to have a look at. But yeah, That's kind of been what's going on in the wild world of Chris things. I really thought it was worthwhile to kind of like, you know, in lieu of not having a guest on here to talk about the match of the week, still being able to talk to you guys, let you know what I've been going on or had going on. And yeah, it feels like, you know, knock on wood, stuff is slowly starting to fall in place. And I'm really tickled by that. So yeah, hopefully the good things continue. I'm definitely going to keep on creating things. So if you want to keep up with all of that, you can tune into @ChrisThings on the Instagram. If you're in the Brisbane area, I was just at Netherworld last night. Apparently that Wrestling Heart show is still up. I don't know how much longer, but you can go in and check out those three pieces that I contributed to that in person if you'd like. Yeah, otherwise, for all the rest of y'all out there, jump on christhings.com.au. That's the website where you can buy the art. You can buy prints of all this art stuff. You can buy a calendar. You can buy a t-shirt. We have all sorts of stuff up there. You can even buy some original artworks. Or bloody hit me up and let's put together a something special, one-off, original artwork commission. If you have an idea for such a thing, if you've got a favorite match, a favorite wrestler, if you want to see what your dog looks like in a Mexican wrestling mask, shit, hit me up. Let's make that happen. Yeah, but that's pretty well it. I want to, as always, say a big thank you to the guys at Social Suplex for keeping the lights on here. If you dig this show, perhaps there's other shows on their network of professional wrestling podcasts that you might dig. All sorts of ones, from Keeping It Strong Style, their New Japan podcast, to One Nation Radio, to All Things Elite, to Tunnel Talk, and Trish and Sarah, I think, is one of them. Anyway, big thank you to Social Suplex, and finally a big thank you to you. I feel like you're listening to an episode like this, where all you're tuning in for is just for me to have a little chat in your ear hole. You guys are the real ones, so I just want to say a big thank you to you guys. You know, honestly, if anyone is in a position to be able to, you know, support financially or whatever and buy some stuff, that is greatly appreciated. But, you know, I know a lot of people doing it tough as well. So, you know, if you know, your way of supporting is just by, like, listening to this show and, you know, liking my stuff and saying some nice comments here and there, I just want you to know that I greatly appreciate you too. Well, I think that brings us to the end of today's episode. Thanks, guys, and let's see how we go next week for a triple header match of the week. Hopefully that won't go for too long. I'm trying to keep it a bit concise. But anyway, I will see you guys next week. Thanks a bunch. Bye.